My name is Sheila Finan. I'm from Accord, New York. I am just calling to ask you to discuss and to help keep the media from completely covering over the fact that Israel has just bombed 30 sites in Gaza and more before that, and that this is intolerable, that for many of us this is a form of extermination. This is way past anything that could be justified by anything Israel claims. And it is disgusting. If they're an occupying force, they are supposed to protect the people of Gaza and not shoot them down.
Maureen Lyon, Copaig, New York. I just listened to Herb London's commentary on May 30th. We don't need to hear those ideas on this public radio station. I just don't understand why that was broadcast. Or maybe I misunderstood, but he seemed to be blaming the Obama administration and supporting all the lies that we have to live with.
Hi there, my name is Sylvia Sammons. I'm an online listener from the mountains of North Carolina. And I'm listening now to the podcast of this morning's roundtable, May 30th edition. I really miss Teresa Bourgeois' steadying hand and steady thinking. It's just too much bluff and bluster. And I thank you, and I hope for better days.
Calling from Albany, New York. Just listened to your Chops report. And at the end of your Chops report, your commentator mentioned that Donald Trump suggested the report was positive, which is not what he's supposed to do. All he said was he was looking forward to it. You're reading into that. Why don't you focus in on the good jobs report and the positiveness that Donald Trump has done for the economy instead of trying to negate the whole positive report at the end with your commentator putting in his own opinion and suggestions? I mean, you guys are ridiculous. You guys are really biased against Donald Trump, and it's obvious in your reporting, and you really need to knock it off.